Welcome to How to Trade It, the road to trading mastery. Join Casey Stubbs, a seasoned trader, as he guides you to become a profitable trader. Find actionable insights, real life stories, and strategies to boost your trading skills. Don't miss the journey to trading victory. Start listening now. Connect with us at podcast@tradingstrategyguides.com. Trading profits are just an episode away.
Welcome to this edition of the How to Trade It podcast with Casey Stubbs. And today I'm going to be doing part two of Mastering the Markets, the Power of Mentorship and Consistency in Trading. Now, last week we talked about having a mentor and why it was so good to have a mentor and all of the benefits that I've had over the years of having a mentor. So check that out. We'll make sure we put a link to that episode, but it was last week. This week we're going to talk about consistency. And there are really five key things that are important with consistency and what the benefits of consistency are. And then I'm going to share with you how to achieve consistency, because really being consistent is a big, big, big challenge. It's not easy to be consistent. And if you've ever struggled with it like I have, just let me know. You know, let me know if this has been a problem, because for me, it really has. So we're going to talk about the five things, the five benefits, and then we're going to talk about how to achieve it. So I hope that this will be helpful to you. And remember, the goal here is to help you become a successful trader, and being consistent is one of the key things. And so there's a lot of benefits that happen when you're consistent in life and in trading. And one of those is your skills are improved. You know, if you are focusing on doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again and over, you're going to get better at it. I was thinking about Bruce Lee. Somebody had said that Bruce Lee, if you guys don't remember Bruce Lee, he's an expert kung fu karate ninja fighter on TV. I don't really know exactly what martial art he did, but somebody said that he practiced the same kick 1,000 times a day or something like that. I don't know the exact time, but he would just do the same kick over and over and over again. And there was a quote like, okay, I don't fear the man who knows 1,000 different moves. I fear the man that does one move over and over again. And so that's the same type of thing in trading. If you can put in some consistency with your efforts, it's targeted practice. And that targeted practice will give you improved skill development. So let's talk about how we could actually do this in the market. There could be one setup at one time a day on one pair, and you just practice that same move, that same setup, and you do it Monday through Friday, and you journal it, and you work on it, and you achieve it, and you continually make yourself better and better and better at that one skill. And you know, if you do that, that's really all you need to do in trading, right? Because regular practice and consistent engagement with the markets, it will enhance your trading skills. And like any skill, trading will improve with consistent effort, allowing you to better understand market patterns and refine your strategies. And when I say improve your skills, I mean, it's like building a muscle. It's like, okay, I'm out there and I'm lifting weights and I'm pushing. You're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger until you're a absolute beast. And our goal is to become absolute beasts in trading. And so I'm really interested to hear about what some of the problems are that you're having. So if you want to get some feedback from me on how to work on those issues, then either let me know in the comments on the YouTube video, or also send me an email at podcast@tradingstrategyguides.com, and I'll talk about those. You know, we'll work on some things. But again, just to recap, the first thing that helps with consistency is that it improves your skill set. And in order to be a great trader, you have to have a good skill set. And the other thing, another thing that's great about being consistent, is that it helps to give you focus, right? It helps to give you focus. And the focused trader is a successful trader. The focused trader is a good trader. And one of the things that I've been doing, and I would love for all of you podcast listeners to check it out, is that I have been laser consistent. I don't know if you've ever heard that word. I just invented it. Laser successful, laser beam. I've been lasering in on my consistency this year, and I've been doing it on YouTube by having a video every day. And then every Saturday, I'm reviewing my trade performance on YouTube, and I'm doing that to help improve my consistency so that I can build my strength, improve my skills, and get better and better. And I'm doing it to help people that are listening become better traders as well. So that's one of the things that I'm doing. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit at the end, as far as how we can improve our skills, how we can become consistent. All right. The next thing that helps, that consistency really helps, is it helps you with your risk management. Because consistency in following your trading plan helps your risk, because you're going to obey your rules. Consistency helps you avoid unnecessary risk, and it ensures that you don't make impulsive decisions based on your emotions, right? Like, let me know, give me a shout out here if you've ever had any emotional trades. Has anybody taken a FOMO trade? You guys know what that is? Well, let me just explain it. If you're seeing the market move and you're like, oh man, it's leaving without me, I need to get in on this trade, that's a FOMO, right? It's called fear of missing out. And it's one of traders' worst nightmares. Fear is a trader's enemy. Emotions are a trader's enemy, because we have this big, huge roller coaster of emotions that we do. And being fearful or greedy will crush your success. And so being consistent, and it helps your focus, it helps laser in your focus, and it also helps you avoid emotional problems, because emotions are one of the most difficult things that we have to deal with as traders. And so that's a really big thing. And if you have impulsive decisions and you're acting emotionally, it creates unpredictable trading results. Because we talk about strategies all the time. And I have the website tradingstrategyguides.com, tons of awesome free strategies on there. But most of the time, people don't follow those strategies because they can't follow their emotions, right? They don't follow the strategy. They're too emotional. And if that's you, then let's work on it. You know, come and send me an email. I gave it the email before. Come to the YouTube channel. Let me know and I'll help you. And keep listening to this podcast, because we're here to help you with your emotions. But if you become a consistent trader, you're not going to have unpredictable outcomes because you're following your emotions. And honestly, I feel like the people that are listening to this show are the kind of people that are really on the verge of getting close to success, because most traders just want to know a new strategy and then they don't really have the consistency and they're trying to get another new strategy. You know, they might be buying systems and they're hopping from system to system. They buy one system for $1,000. They buy the next one for $1,000 and they just keep doing that over and over and over again. So that is being inconsistent. Strategy hopping is inconsistent. Shiny object syndrome is inconsistent. Trying to get rich quick is being inconsistent because you're just trying whatever you can to make money. It's being inconsistent. Okay. So those are some things. So that's the first two things. Point number one was improved skill development. Point number two was risk management. Okay. And then point number three is building discipline, right? If you are consistent, and I kind of touched on this already, but if you're consistent, it's going to help you build discipline. And discipline, everyone knows discipline in trading is awesome. Hello, this is Casey, and I wanted to take a minute to tell you about my new book that just came out. It's called Complete Trading System. This is my 25 years of trading experience, sharing everything that I have learned in how to make a profit from the markets. You're going to learn about how to find the right instruments to trade, how to find a trend, how to get started as beginners. You're going to learn about how to get the right mindset, and you're going to be able to put it all together to create a trading system of your own that will work for you. I highly recommend that you try it out. Just click the link right now. It's called Complete Trading System. It's available on Amazon. Thank you. Go ahead and check it out. I think you're going to love it. And so we want to be disciplined traders because being disciplined is a powerful tool for success. And, you know, it again, discipline's like a muscle too. And I will also say, you know, a lot of people hate discipline because they think that it's like going to slow them down or it's painful or that it's hard. But I'm going to tell you that being disciplined is freedom. It's freedom. And being free is powerful. And that's why we trade. We want to be free. And so, again, the way to contact us here, the best way is to send us an email at podcast@tradingstrategyguides.com. Or if you're happening to check out this episode on YouTube, go leave a comment as well. Being consistent is really powerful and it's going to help you build discipline. And if you can be disciplined, you're going to be strong and you're going to be successful. And I'm again, at the end, I'm going to give you some tips on how we accomplish this. But, you know, I've heard some traders say that they have a hard time following their strategy. And that is a part of the consistency issue. And so, you know, if you have a good strategy and you want to hold for a very long trade, you're going for a 2-week target and you're having a hard time following your rules, well, figure out why, you know, and I know for me, the market goes up and down and it zigs and zags. And that's one of the reasons why I have a hard time following my take profit strategy. So what I do is I open up 3 positions. And I divide it into 3, and then I just take a third. Then when it gets halfway to my target, I take another third. And then when it gets all the way to the top, I take the last piece. And so if you do that, then you're always paying yourself. And so there's nothing wrong with doing that. You don't have to always hold for the whole time. You can hold on out for a longer trade. All right. So get those discipline muscles strong by being consistent. And then the one other thing that that consistency helps with is it helps you make it easier to track your performance, right? Because when you're consistent, you generate more reliable data to analyze your strengths and your weaknesses. And again, part of being consistent is journaling. And you don't have to journal. You could just look, like one of the things I do is I look at my stats inside my dashboard. I don't always journal. Sometimes I journal, but I need to maybe be a little more consistent with that. But I look at my dashboard stats consistently, and that has been very helpful. But by being consistent and reviewing your performance, I've been reviewing my performance every week as well, and I'm consistent in reviewing it, and it's definitely made a huge improvement to my personal success. And I'm very excited to see my journey help others. And that's really what I'm all about, is helping others become successful in trading. And so the fourth point that I had to make was that being consistent helps you with your performance tracking. And then point number five is that being consistent will lead to long-term growth and success in trading. It helps in slowly building your portfolio and understanding of the markets, contributing to sustainable financial progress. Remember, consistency is not necessarily about frequency, but it's about maintaining a steady approach in your trading practices. Now, let me give you an example like this. I did a video about how to do $1 million in 2024. And I said, all you need to do is make 3% a month. And again, that's all about a steady approach, following your trades, following your risk management, and making 3%. And let's be real here. 3% is not some kind of really difficult thing to do. Like 3% is not hard. I mean, I'm just being real here. This is not hard. But it took me a long time to realize that the consistency part was one of the most important elements, because I was always trying to go so fast. And I talked about that last week about the turtle thing, but I'm always trying to go so fast and risk so much that it would mess me up. It's like, oh, I need to make $10,000 every day and then double it to 20,000. No, all you got to do is make $3,000 or 3% a month. That's it. And then you can become building a track record. You can get into a prop firm, and 3% a month inside of a prop firm is perfect, right? And so that consistency will help you become a long-term success. I can tell you of so many different traders that had a quick rise to the top. They made an absolute killing in the markets, but then they crashed and burned. And so you don't want to be one of those guys that made, I mean, I've seen traders get to $1 million, but they were wild and reckless, and then they ended up giving it back. And then they were destroyed by that point, mentally and physically, psychologically. It was just brutal, okay? They got totally wrecked psychologically because they were not consistent. They were just trying to crush the markets. And that's a good thing. Crushing the markets is a good thing, but we got to be consistent in how we approach the markets. And so those are the five points for consistency. And again, I'll just recap them real quick. It's being consistent improves your skills. It helps with your risk. It builds discipline, and it improves your performance tracking. And then it also gives you long-term success. Now, the last thing I wanted to talk about here is talking about how do we do this? How do we build consistency? Well, I'm going to talk a few little tips here, a few little tips. The first little tip is give yourself a time and a place. Tip number one on how do we achieve consistency. Put it in your calendar. Tell your wife or husband about it, be very specific on the time and the place and on the activity. Be very specific on the activity that you're going to do. So here's an example. I'm going to keep track of the market and take one trade from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. or 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Don't trade from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's too many hours. Now, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., 1 hour, and practice and take one trade a day and then journal it, right? So small steps, record those steps, put a date and a time, and then review, and then just do that over and over and over again. Don't make it too difficult. Don't say, my goal is to make $25,000 a day. That's not being consistent. That's putting a huge goal out there. But make your goal focus on being consistent. Make being consistency your goal. You know, I put at the start of the year that I wanted to work on exercise, right? Make sure I exercise every day. Well, I put my time. What time am I going to do it? I put the location where I'm going to do it. I put what I'm going to do, and then I put a review. And so I'm forcing myself to do it, and then I'm removing the temptation to miss it, because I was already, I started so far this year, and I've done a great job. Yay me, give myself a shout out. But I've traveled a couple days. I've been on the road, and I was driving late, and then I didn't get done till super late. And I'm like, oh man, just this one day I'll skip out. But no, I wanted to make sure that I followed it. So I just said, I'm doing it. And don't make excuses. And if you do make a mistake though, don't give up. But that was why I didn't want to quit, is because once you get started with something, then it gets easier to continue to do it. That's, again, I didn't put that on the points for consistency. But once you get started with something, it's so much easier to continue. Starting is really the hard part, and then continuing is the second part. But I feel like continuing is actually easier. So once you continue, then you can keep going. So here's some of the consistency things that I've done. Number one, I started posting on YouTube. December 5th, I believe, December 6th. And I haven't missed a day, and we're at January 17. And that has been really big. My consistency with my trading strategies has been a really big one. And then I just talked about exercise. Another consistency that I've been doing is writing down the food that I've been eating. So that's been helping, because one of my goals, you know, you don't just set a goal. I should go back and revisit that goal video I did, because I didn't really talk about the steps to accomplish them. But one of the things is, when you make a goal, how are you going to do that? Well, you got to be consistent. Micro habits, tiny micro habits will help you become strong, and it will help you become successful. We're not successful because we're smart. We're successful because we build micro habits. We build tiny little disciplines, daily habits, daily things that we do that keep us consistent, can keep us on the path to success. That's how we do it. And if you're listening to this, then I feel like you're on the verge of success. And so give me some feedback on how well you guys are doing and what kind of help you need. But I'm trying to create some content that is really going to hit home. So again, just to review here, what are some things that can really help you with your consistency? Well, put the time in the place, get somebody else to help you and be accountable. You know, say, hey, I'm going to do this. One of my friends, Charlton Hound, he told me, hey, when I'm trying to build in a goal, I'll tell somebody that if I don't accomplish it, I'm going to pay them money. It's like, if I don't lose 25 pounds by December 1st, I'm going to pay him $25, you know? And then he said, make it enough so that it hurts, you know? So, you know, it's a good, you know, to talk to people that you are connected with and say, hey, if I don't do this, I'll pay you money or do something. It doesn't necessarily have to be money, but do something that'll make it hurt a little bit. A little bit of pain is okay. You know, you don't want to punch yourself in the face, but a little bit of pain to help motivate you, because ultimately you really want to change. And one of the other things about being consistent is that you have to change your behavior. You have to change the way that you're currently operating. It's not just going to be the same thing as always. You're not always doing. That's why you have to be consistent, because you're not being consistent now, or you're being consistently bad. So you need to change what you're doing. And I would recommend checking out the book by James Clear, Atomic Habits. That's a great book. And there's a ton of books on habits because they're so difficult. But we want to focus on building good habits in our life and good trading habits. And I'm just going to say, on top of everything else, that having good personal healthy habits will help you as a trader too. Like, things like getting exercise, eating right, getting enough sleep, reading, you know, being around healthy people, positive people. Those kind of things will definitely help you in your trading. And so that is really all I had to say about consistency. I hope that you're on your journey to becoming a consistent trader. Thank you so much for listening in today. And I truly appreciate everyone that has been listening to my podcast. I'm getting close to my 6-year anniversary for doing this, on releasing them on Thursdays for 6 years. So thank you all for helping me. And that's been a great thing of consistency for me, is to be able to produce a podcast for 6 years. And I've learned a lot, and I've talked to some great people. And I wonder how many listeners have been listening for that long. I do have a lot of listeners. I have, I'm close to 250,000 listeners on the show over the 6 years. So that's pretty exciting. All right. Well, that's it for this episode of the How to Trade It podcast, how to build consistency into your trading. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you soon on the next episode of the How to Trade It podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another insightful episode of How to Trade It with Casey Stubbs. We hope you found today's discussion valuable and inspiring. Remember, the road to trading mastery is a continuous one, and your commitment to learning and growing as a trader is the key to your success. If you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, please reach out to us at podcast@tradingstrategyguides.com. Keep listening, keep learning, and keep trading your way to victory. Until next time.